the mind settle, letting go of any activity of the mind, and generating an altruistic motivation for the meditation. Just spend a few moments watching the breath. And now visualize Shakyamuni Buddha and reflect on his qualities. Reflect deeply on the qualities of Buddha's mind. Totally free of all faults and omniscient knowledge. Reflect how those qualities didn't come about by some magical cause or without cause. They didn't come about quickly, overnight. Reflect on those very initial stages when the previous being who was to become Shakyamuni Buddha made determination to really take control and tame his mind when he was a being just like us. Think about what he did. Think about his refuge. And think how it's not enough to have an intellectual knowledge of Buddha and his qualities. But I need to really develop actual refuge, the Dharma jewel in my mind, determining with conviction and trust in the Guru Triple Gem. I want the same result of Buddha. I need to travel the same Dharma path. Generate those minds and do those same activities. We'll take refuge together. Sanghe churan sukhe churnam la changchu paru dagni gatsu chi dagi jinsu gipel tsunam ki drula penche sanghe drupashu. Sanghe churam sukhe churnam la changchu padu dagni gatsu chi dagi jinsu gipel tsunam ki drula penche sanghe drupashu. So then the second of the four steps is to reflect on the various realms of rebirth. So particularly the lower realm, suffering. This present opportunity to follow and have refuge in the three jewels can finish at any time and result in a happy or lower realm rebirth. So think about the restrictions of the lower realms in terms of being able to do anything about one's suffering, and how the different sufferings manifest and torment those who are born there. Think about actually being born in the animal realm. How would one practice Dharma? How could one even control one's mind? What would it be like? Then generate a very strong wish to attain a happy rebirth of a human. How do I do that? I need to guard my ethics. Need to really subdue my mind so I don't create the causes for a lower rebirth, so I can purify the existing karma for a lower rebirth. And practice virtue and increase my virtue. I need generosity as well to have the resources when I'm born human. I need patience so I have a good body with proper working faculties. I need joyous effort that's happy to practice virtue. So have good habits for the future. And then the third step, reflecting on the practices of the being of intermediate capacity. It's not enough just to be born human or in the upper realms of a god or a human. Even as a human, I'm still bound by karma and affliction. Even if I try very hard and not to harm others, I'm still harming myself by having ignorance and allowing afflictions to be present or manifest easily. And any good karma will only result in rebirth in samsara. So reflect on the sufferings of the upper realms of the human and God. Think how there's no freedom anywhere within samsara, no safe place, no safe state. So what's the cause of being in samsara? What's the root cause? And what's the antidote? Think how I must use this precious opportunity to be able to recognize self-grasping ignorance and meditate on selflessness. recognizing the lack of inherent existence is the only way to eliminate suffering for good. And attain the peace of liberation. Generate a genuine wish to definitely emerge from one's own bondage by ignorance and the other afflictions. Meditate strongly so that one's understanding of dependent arising gives rise to emptiness, and one's understanding of emptiness reminds one of the dependent nature of everything that exists. We familiarize repeatedly, then we can go on to develop calm abiding and special insight. In the fourth step, moving on to the person of great capacity. So having developed that understanding in regard to oneself, then apply that to all beings. For all our differences of culture and habits and physical bodies, humans or animals or insects, we're all exactly the same. Wanting happiness but being caught in our own samsara. We all need liberation. Not only that, since we've all been around from beginningless time, we all have extensive interconnected relationships that we're no longer aware of. And we'll keep getting born around each other again and again. Whatever happiness or wisdom or intelligence we've had has been dependent on others. However we're able to develop ourselves depends on others. And yet we remain biased to those few beings that we see close in this life. We're disturbed by a few beings who seem to block our happiness. And the rest we disregard, the vast majority. Even though we've met the teachings, practiced the teachings, we need to think long and hard about how all beings have been in close relationship and we're still connected. All have been incredibly kind. And we still depend on them every day to develop the qualities needed for enlightenment. Think how wonderful it would be if we could repay their kindness. Develop a sense of affection, really wanting them to be happy. Including what we know they need, liberation, enlightenment. Develop compassion. Particularly not wanting them to have obstacles to meeting the Dharma, practicing properly, having an easy path. So on top of loving kindness and compassion, We need to develop that to the extent that we feel special, the special intention, like a mother for a child, wanting them to be happy and not to suffer, but actually taking responsibility to make that happen. But how can I do that? I haven't even got out of samsara myself. To do that, I need the qualities of a Buddha. So one realizes one must attain enlightenment to be able to fulfill that special intention, taking the responsibility. So that bodhicitta attitude, that bodhicitta mind, fully accepting that's what one has to do to achieve one's aim for sentient beings. How can I achieve Buddhahood? I need to practice the six perfections. So just reflect briefly on the six perfections. Then to conclude, dedicate any merit from the meditation towards quickly attaining the state of enlightenment to lead all sentient beings to that enlightened state.